Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Picks two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we were in Morondoy, Kavita was very upset with her brother Kimal for having unprotected sex with Sharona. She advised him that they should be tested for sexually transmitted diseases as soon as possible. A well-attended and emotional funeral for Aubrey took place. Rhonda and Unique fainted and had to be carried out of the church. Kevin thanked Divine for always being supportive, while Nurse June promised Dinah to counsel Unique to ensure she started eating regularly and taking her medication. And now, as we return to Morondoy, it is early morning.
Ah, Wendy, why you feeling so weird? Sharona? Hi, babes.
Morning, Kimal.
Morning, hon.
How did you sleep last night?
Okay, but I'm feeling kind of weird.
Weird how?
Just like, I was in the washroom. I kind of experienced some burning when I was urinating.
Burning?
Don't worry about it. I probably need to drink more water.
Oh?
What are you doing today?
Well, that's why I was calling you. It's the weekend. I want to do something fun.
You want to go to the movies?
Sure. What should we?
I'll check and choose something nice.
Okay.
What do you want to do after the movie?
Like what?
Go out for some drinks. Come home by me. Or...
Can't we do both?
Alright then.
Since me and you started, you know.
Having sex?
Stay over tonight.
You sure?
Yeah, she told me I could stay over whenever I want. I just have to let her know.
Well, I like her even more now. She respects that you're an adult.
Yes, and I contribute to the house also.
What about your auntie Kokwani? You told her about me?
Auntie Nadira? No, not as yet.
Why?
Because, look. She knows what I've been through, and she might not expect me to have a boyfriend now, much less having sex.
So, when are you going to tell me what happened to you?
Soon, man.
You know I love you, right?
I know.
Nothing will change that for me.
I love you too.
So, you think I'm getting better, you know, with...
with what?
I mean, the first time... It's kinda awkward, but...
Yeah, but you're getting better.
Good.
So, what time are you picking me up?
Let me see what's showing first.
Okay, bits.
See you later.
Denzel, this restaurant is so nice. I hope the food is just as good.
I hope so too.
I'm finally feeling like myself again. It's so good to be out.
Zina, you're glowing, baby.
Just stop it.
I'm serious. You lost some weight, but damn, you look good.
Well, you know, after the surgery, I wasn't eating the way I normally do, but my appetite is back.
Everything is better.
Yep.
I'm glad I could be here for you.
That's why you're such a gem.
Me? Aww. You're worth it though, baby.
Just stop it.
I'm serious.
Thank you for not allowing Maurice and my son to intimidate you anymore.
Oh, them? Small things, man. Have you told them?
About us?
Yeah.
I haven't told anybody that we're seeing each other again.
And why?
Because I would rather we keep this private for a while. You know how judgmental people can be.
But I don't care about any of that though.
Well, I do. To a certain extent though.
Let's just live our lives in.
Have you told your mom and Aunt Myrtle?
Nah, but I figure they must suspect by now. Half the time I'm over by you.
I hope Miss Myrtle is not upset with me. And your mother.
They have nothing to be upset about. I'm an adult, past the age of 25.
And I'm pushing 50.
Age was never a problem for me. And I don't want it to be for you either.
You know, this can only be a fling, right, Denzel?
A fling?
I don't want to tie you down. We can have our fun as two consenting adults, but when you're ready to get married and have children, I won't hold you back.
Who said I want children?
Denzel.
And who says we can't get married?
Denzel.
I'm serious, Zina.
Let's just order our food. You decide what you want.
I don't want to push things under the carpet.
Maybe we just take things one day at a time and keep our relationship quiet for now and don't make any big decisions. There's no need to rush anything, Denzel.
Fine.
Let's order.
Hey, Shona, baby.
Hey, Kamal.
Mwah. Buckle up.
So, what movie are we going to watch?
I was thinking of Grand by Me instead. We can stop and get some food.
Oh? But I was looking forward to the movie, man.
I wasn't really interested in anything that was showing.
But you could have asked me if it was something that I wanted to see.
Sure. Check if there's anything you're interested in.
No, it's okay, man. I know you don't want to go, and I ain't gonna force you.
Sorry. Next time.
So you're feeling better than this morning?
Yeah. Just need to drink more water.
Okay.
What you want to eat?
Pizza.
All right. Pizza it is then.
I can't say I didn't get you home safely, Denzel.
You know that I wish I was spending the night with you though, Zina.
You have to return home at some point, and I'm still not ready for intimacy.
Don't worry. No rush on my part. Mommy? Hi, Mommy. Good night.
Good night, Denzel.
Hey, Catalina. How are you?
Thanks for bringing my son home, Zina.
It's okay.
For a minute, I thought you didn't live in here anymore. You got me and your auntie worried.
Seriously, Mommy?
He's okay, you know.
I can see that. How is the ex-husband Maurice doing?
I can't say. I haven't seen him since my surgery.
Oh. And how are your sons doing?
The one in Guyana, he's good, and the other, he's okay too.
Mm-hmm. Any daughter-in-laws yet?
They're dating.
Young women their age, I guess, right?
All right. That's it. Good night, Zina.
Good night, Denzel.
Get home safe.
Thanks. I will.
Mommy, was that necessary?
What, Denzel?
What you just did.
So, you and she together again?
I'm old enough to choose what I want.
Denzel, Zina is old enough to be your mother. She even bigger than me.
It's not my fault that you had children young, you know.
Really, Denzel? All our sons are older than you.
I don't know what your problem is. It's not going to make me leave.
Little boy, look. Watch how you're talking to me. You hear what I'm saying? Just because you're dating a woman old enough to be a mother don't mean you can talk to me anyhow.
Look, I go in inside.
Denzel, wait.
Yes, mommy.
You've never been disrespectful to me. And I don't expect it to start now.
Sorry, I don't mean to disrespect you, you know.
Son, you gotta think about your future. I want grandchildren, you know.
So this is about you.
Denzel, just think about what you're doing. You know if Zina really care about you and your future. She wants to be entertaining you, you know. I understand the first time she was in an abusive relationship and you were there for her. But this is getting ridiculous now.
How is it worse now that I'm older?
Why you don't call Kavita and make up things? I know all of this happening because you miss her.
This has nothing to do with Kavita. I am over her.
Keep telling yourself that.
Good night, mommy.
Denzel. Denzel, wait.
That pizza was so good, Kamal.
Sharana, you gotta reward me. Come here and kiss me. Wait.
Condoms?
Yeah.
But we never used them before.
I mean, maybe it's time we do. I mean, I don't want to get you pregnant.
Oh?
That would mess up our lives.
I guess.
You want a baby now?
Well, I never really thought about it.
Well, before it's too late, let's start taking precautions.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Just stop the abuse.